the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. The saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Luke 5th chapter, what do we see here? We see a man laboring away at his trade, at his profession, which was fishing. Do you think it made sense after a whole night of labor, which produced nothing, to launch out once again into the deep? The fourth verse, Jesus said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Now think of that. Telling an expert fisherman what to do to correct total failure. And this coming from a person who certainly was not a fisherman himself. Launch out into the deep. And Peter did it. Simon did it. He obeyed. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. At your word, acting upon the word of God. How much of our life can you characterize of your life as one of acting on the Word of God? When you act on the Word of God, there is a blessing, there is a fruitfulness which nothing can produce. Acting on the Word of God. You see, I saw a scripture at the back of my bathroom door. And it said all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for instruction in righteousness, and so on. All scripture, oh, I said, at the scripture, the word of God. See, piece by piece, bit by bit, the word of God is being thrown into the channel. And what is happening to the family? Nevertheless, at your word. And how do you expect to get to the right place without the roadmap, the word of God? Then, nevertheless, at your word. You see, the word of God must settle everything for us. Our course of action, our course of thinking, our planning, our daily living, everything in our life must be settled, fixed on the roadmap, on the Word of God. Am I really putting the kingdom of God first? You know, this is one of those things which we constantly taught our children from their childhood. Put the kingdom of God first. Everything will fit in fine after that. Put the kingdom of God first. I see at least one or two of my children, if not more, struggling to do that, especially in the pressures of modern industry and time schedules and so on and so forth. It looks like it's battered on all hands. You have no time, you're left with very little time for prayer or waiting on God. you are well into futility. That's all you gain. Anchored on the Word of God, you know the results are in God's good hands. You'll be duly rewarded. But go running, scuttling around like a rat, scurrying here, scurrying there, after saving a penny here. You know how you look into all those coupons. Well, I don't discredit that, because you can save a lot in a grocery if you're careful with some of your coupons and the right day on which to get your stuff. But sometimes this becomes an obsession. See, if we run to this sale today, we can grab that and we'll save so much money. So you will take it out of your prayer time, or you will take it out of your Bible study time. You will somehow find a way by which you get hold of that thing on which you set your heart. And you know, when you come home, you don't feel like unwrapping it. Did you ever feel like that? You know, as soon as you get one of these worldly possessions, you don't like to look at it a second time. They are cheap. Cheap rubbish. That's all they are. And so you let it lie. You don't want to even unwrap it. But God's Word is such a treasure. And when you act upon God's Word, the results are overwhelming. Peter's empty boat was sinking with the weight of the catch. Nevertheless, at your word. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ does something following that. 10th verse, please. Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." Hey, Peter, your focus is going to be on eternity henceforth. You see, a true encounter with the Lord should shift focus in your life. It just happens. It's a miracle, but it happens. You shift focus. You change direction. Change course. You know, if that doesn't happen, it is all a bit of sentimental rubbish. You know, I like Christian singing. I like Christian company. I like Christian conferences. But what do you mean? You like Christian conferences, but you don't like an encounter with Jesus Christ? Probably, or the devil. I am sure the devil likes Christian conferences, because that's where he must get busy. Has there been a shifting of focus? That tells me whether you have had an encounter with God. Today I see the focus is all on grabbing money, getting rich quickly. Let me tell you, an encounter with God will focus you to the right spot. Launch out and cast your net. An encounter with the Lord will shift focus. Not fishes, Peter. Fishes are to be eaten. Fishes are for a little money. I've got something more for you, Peter. I've got eternal things for you. Eternity. You're going to be a fisher of men. I say, if a retreat does not produce people who have shifted focus and something eternal is the outcome, then that retreat had better get buried out of sight. It is an exercise in sentimental foolishness. What is the Lord saying to us? Are we here to meet with Him? You know, Jacob cried out, I will not let you go except you bless me. Mark you, my dear friends, I see there in that chapter and the desperation of Jacob, an understanding of his real inner character. I, the Lord, search the heart and try the reins. The heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. Who can know it? That's certainly true. It's something staggering and shocking that we simply don't know our heart. And sometimes we don't even know what we are focused on. And I, the Lord, search the heart. When the Lord shows you that your focus is wrong and your direction is wrong, then, you know, you really get down to business. Like Jacob, I will not let you go unless you change me inside. You know, I find that any amount of religion is not able to shift focus. People read their Bibles, go say their prayers or whatever. They engage in a lot of religious duties. But some of them just don't know their hearts. I told a preacher, you don't seem to know the hidden pride in you. You know, love of the platform. Oh my, this is a big bug with preachers. You know, recently, in the last year or two, last year, I am continually before television cameras. I have never designed my life for television, nor am I made for it. You know, I have not gone to smiling school, you know, where you can put up a perpetual smile. That was never my intent. My intent was getting the truth across. If you have got the truth into their hearts, though they may get annoyed and extremely outraged, they will come round. They will turn to Jesus. I adopt the same policy today in my speaking. Suppose you get, the next time you need surgery, you say, I need an actor to perform the surgery. You have invited a lot of trouble if you get an actor and stick a scalpel into his hands and say, go ahead with the surgery. My dear people, let us ask God for a true reality check.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.